and welcome to another edition of Quest Youth Radio featuring student host Brielle Claire and the real deal, Justin Hill. Now, I want to remind you that each week they present reviews on Black history and definitions relative to today's African-American diaspora. I would like to begin with an intro. Music is like poetry and has a message, and history like a diamond shines clear to the truth. You see, words have meanings that we can comprehend like definitions, and news can show us a chain of events that we may not always understand. I'm asking each and every one of you in the Quest listenership audience to now pull back our musical curtain to see and hear the contributions of our diaspora, and you're sure to find our Quest moment where we attempt to make waves, indeed vibrations. So thank you once again for joining us to hear a different perspective of our community. Without any further ado, I'd like to bring on to you our student host, starting with Brielle Claire. Brielle, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Beck.
All right. Now, Brielle, will it be too much for me to ask you for today to, you know, make a good attempt to moderate today's show by going from one person to the other? Now, right now, we don't have Mr. Harris on the line, but I'm sure he'll be showing up soon. Well, I'm not sure. I can never be sure, right? But you can go between you and Justin and myself, for that matter, right? But before you do, I'm going to come right back to you, and I just want to hear Justin's voice. Justin, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
All right. Thank you. Good to hear your voice. And now, Brielle, you can kick it off, start off with an intro, and do your thing.
Okay. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Take a seat, lay back, have a drink or a snack while you listen to interesting history on how Black people conquer their dreams or overcome fears. As we introduce student host Justin Hill, me, student host Brielle Claire, and Mr. Bay, our mentor. Now we will soon start our segments for today's show.
And now who do you want to start with, Bruce?
I'll start with my first segment for today. So today I will be kicking it off with my first segment for today on Thomas Fuller. History is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply and you are bound to find yourself. Thomas Fuller. Thomas Fuller was born in West Africa and was sold to slavery. For most of his life, he was a slave. He never learned how to read or write, and he never had education either. As years went by, he started to calculate things in his head quicker than he did when he was younger. When he was freed, later in his life, he asked two men to interview him. He told those men that he taught himself how to count to big numbers. He then started to count hair on the cow, and the exact amount was 2,872. Then he had questions to solve, like how many seconds are in a year and a half? It was 47,304,000. Some more questions were asked, and he were able to answer them within 2 minutes. He continued to perform the lifestyle as being a calculist, although years went by and he sadly passed away in 1970. And again, you are listening to Brielle, and that is it for my segment on Thomas Fuller.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to ask you this question, so I want you to pay attention. Brielle, this gentleman has a relationship to Phyllis Wheatley, if you can believe it or not, right? And let me tell you what that is. You know, many times people that they call slaves, prisoners of war, when you're captured by another country and then subjected to being a slave, that's, you know, pretty much being a captive. And so Phyllis Wheatley was captured in Africa, and so was this gentleman. And that's what the two have in common. Now, you know, the bias and the image that they wanted to paint about Africans that were brought here is that they were ignorant and stupid. But it was just the opposite. Phyllis Wheatley was able to learn not only how to speak English, but she learned how to read and speak Greek and Latin. And here is what makes them too similar, is that this gentleman was also very smart. Once he learned, you know, the English language, right, he was able to apply the skills that both of them were able to apply the skills that they learned growing up in Africa to adjust to living in captivity in another world in America as we know it, not as we know it today, but as it was when it was starting. And so the thing that the two have in common is they came here with a level of intelligence that was unexpectedly surprising for the European captors or owners, just to say it. Do you understand that, Brielle? Did I explain that so you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So be sure maybe you can include that next week. But right now I want to hand it back to you so you can do your thing and bring on the real deal.
Welcome back, and we are here. I am going to now introduce Justin Hill for his first segment for today.
Good morning. Okay, Justin, that's my fault. I have your microphone off. I apologize. Trying to keep down the background noises and things. My apologies, Justin. Good morning, and take it away.
Good morning, everybody. And it is now time for my segment on Sammy Davis Jr. History is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply and you are bound to find yourself. Sammy Davis Jr. was born December 8, 1925, and passed away May 16, 1990. He was an American singer, dancer, actor, comedian, film producer, and television director. Davis began his career with his father, Sammy Davis Sr., and the Will Mastin Trio, which toured nationally, and his film career began in 1933. After military service, Davis returned to the trio and became an overnight sensation following a nightclub performance at Ciro's after the 1951 Academy Awards. He had a starring role on Broadway in Mr. Wonderful with Sheeta Rivera. In 1960, he appeared in the Rat Pack film Ocean's 11. He returned to the stage in 1964 in a musical adaptation of Clifford Odets Golden Boy. Davis was nominated for a Tony Award for his performance. The show featured the first interracial kiss on Broadway. In 1966, he had his own TV variety show titled The Sammy Davis Jr. Show. While Davis's career slowed in the 1960s, his biggest hit, The Candy Man, reached the top of the Billboard Hot 100 in June 1972, and he became a star in Los Angeles, earning him the nickname Mr. Show Business. And that is it for my segment on Sammy Davis Jr.
Okay, great job. I want to go and give you a little insight. First, I want to attack the time once he reached the height of entertainment and became very known and popular, world renowned. In fact, his own community kind of rejected him, because they said he was just a minstrel man, right? And he just, you know, made the black race, you know, he was an embarrassment. And he took that to heart, and it really, when I say he took it to heart, it kind of hurt him, because he always represented his people. You know, Sammy Davis Jr. started performing at a very young age. At the age of 7, he was tap dancing and singing with his parents. Right, doing the vaudeville acts. And, you know, he was really so fortunate to aspire to become friends with Frank Sinatra and all the gentlemen that were associated that they called the Rat Pack. And he was the only black there. And ironically, those same people stood up for him when many times in hotels they didn't serve black people. Frank Sinatra said, well, if you're not going to serve him, then we're not going to be performing here. And so, you know, they had to get their act together real fast, you know, because that was the last thing they wanted, right? But more importantly, his relationship that I want to bring out with Sidney Poitier, right, is somebody that you're going to be talking about, and someone that you've already highlighted, who just left us and transitioned into power, right? And that is, oh, my God. Help me out here. Who did you do last week?
Is it Hilary Belafonte?
Yeah, there you go. Thank you for the help. Harry Belafonte, right? I get to talking so many people's names, I get confused, and sometimes I get froze up, right? So thank you for unfreezing me. Unfreeze! Okay, so yeah, Harry Belafonte was a good friend of Sammy Davis Jr. These guys had collaborated and worked together, right, behind the scenes as well as in front. And so I just wanted to add that tidbit of extra information about Sammy Davis Jr. And I do need to also say, right, I feel a need to say that I was a big fan of Sammy Davis Jr. when I was growing up, and I never saw him as a sellout. I saw him as a trailblazer, someone who was blazing the trail for others to follow, and that's the way I will always remember him. And that, with that being said, I'd like to bring on, just to say good morning and introduce yourself, you have the area code 602 with the last four numbers of 6119. Just say good morning and introduce yourself real fast as we continue. Good morning. Who is this on the line here?
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I've been listening to your broadcast. I'm loving what y'all talking about. I'm just calling to support the show.
You know what? And we appreciate you. And I just wanted to give you a moment to introduce yourself so that we know that you're on the line. Right. And so now we're going to musically transition into, believe it or not, the sound of Usher.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm right here.
can feel it overflowing. Ain't no limits. Just keep going. I can't control what I'm feeling. Too deep in it. Any minute. Wanna take you places that no one can find. Put my lips on you just to reach your mind. Let me take you all the way now. Let me take you all the way down like this. Ooh. Can I invade faces that no one would try? Put your hips on me just a little wine. Can we take it all the way now? Can I take you all the way?
Back over to Brielle and take it away. Bree, take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Bay, and I am here with my next segment for today on definitions. This segment provides the listener with words and meanings so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and not have defined for us. See you later. Something used for making mathematical calculations, in particular, a small electronic device with a keyboard and a visual display. For an example, he made calculations in his head and answered mathematical questions people had. And the etymology of this word is mathematician, who one who calculates. And again, you are listening to Brielle, and that is it for my segment on definitions.
Thank you, Brielle, and that's great. Brielle, talk about, just for a moment, and once you do, I want you to hand it over to Justin, right? But what is the relationship of the definition of calculator and your diamond for the day?
Well, the connection between the two is basically because Thomas Fuller, he was able to calculate many things in his head, a lot of mathematical questions, and calculators do the same thing. So I think that would be a good connection because
He does a lot of things that a calculator does. And now I will be introducing Justin for his next segment for today.
Thank you, BL. And it's now time for my first segment of definitions. Performer, a person who entertains an audience. And the reason why I chose performer for my definition is because it connects to Sammy Davis Jr. because he started performing at a very young age, and he was like a national star, and that's why I chose the word performer.
All right. Thank you very much. Great job. As we continue musically, who do you love? You better love yourself. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
right, and we're back. Kind of short on that song there. That's my fault. But I just want to start out by saying that I want to share a story with you about a homeless person on the train that I was riding one late night coming home from work. And he was yelling and screaming and almost, you know, I had a threatening posture, but not, you know, going for, you know, anyone, but really upset. And I was reminded at that moment, at such a late time, late at night, that here was someone yelling and screaming out for attention. And at that moment, I said, and I walked over to him, gave him $2, and I said, you know what? I see you. Here, take this. This is what I have right now, right? I know it's not a lot, but this is what I can give you. You know, I offer that to you. And he kind of cooled out. And many times people who suffer from mental illness or substance abuse, they're screaming out in public because a lot of times when they do, we act like they're not even there. And so I want to say, if you have a moment in time where you feel as though you need someone to talk to, you can dial 1-800-662-4357. That's 1-800-662-4357. And that's 1-800-662-HELP. We all need help because no man or woman is an island. And now I'd like to hand it over to our student host and moderator for today, Brielle Claire. Brielle, welcome back. Take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Bay. And today I will be starting off with my third segment for today on Diamonds. This segment provides the listener with words and meanings so that we can achieve together a common base to say we care and believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definition controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. Charles B. Brooks. Charles B. Brooks was born in Virginia in 1865. As a young adult, he became a porter and worked for the Pullman Palace Car Company when he moved to Newark, New Jersey. By the 1890s, he was a resident for that city. His famous invention was an improvement on the street sweeper. The first street sweeper was patented in 1849. Brooks' patent was filed April 29, 1895, and was approved on March 27, 1896. Brooks' invention was successful. He met with two investors, George M. Halstead and Plummer S. Page. They were going to sell his invention for an estimate to about $2,000. The government gave the new improved street sweeper company $100,000. It soon received a good review from the maintenance superintendent of Buffalo, New York. Although the sweeper was not his only invention, he also invented a modified ticket punch and patented a new type of holding bag shortly after his sweeper was reviewed from the street sweeper he invented earlier. Time has gone by, and unfortunately, Charles B. Brooks had passed away in 1956. And again, you are listening to Rio on WSOU 89.5 FM, and that is it for my segment on Charles B. Brooks.
And now, Brielle.
And now I'll be introducing Justin for his next segment for today.
Thank you, Brielle. And it's now time for my next segment of Diamonds on Sidney Poitier. Sidney Poitier was born February 20th, 1927, and died January 6th, 2022. Sidney Poitier was an American actor, film director, and film director. In 1964, he was the first Black actor to win the Academy Award for Best Actor. he received two competitive Golden Globe Awards, a BAFTA Award, and a Grammy Award, as well as nominations for two Emmy Awards and a Tony Award. In 1999, he ranked among one of the American Film Institute's 100 stars. Poitier was one of the last major stars from the golden age of Hollywood cinema. Poitier also received acclaim for Porgy and Bess, A Raisin in the Sun, and A Patch of Blue because of his strong roles as a big African-American male characters. He continued to break ground in three successful 1967 films which dealt with issues of race and race relations. In a poll the next year, he was voted the U.S.'s top box office star. Poitier also directed various films, including A Warm December, Uptown Saturday Night, and Stir Crazy. He later starred in Shoot to Kill and Sneakers. That is it for my segment of Diamonds on Sidney Poitier, and I thank God for listening.
Okay. You know, there are a number, and I know that Sidney Poitier is before your time, Justin. One of my favorite movies that he produced was Uptown Saturday Night. It just had a multitude of, well, to me, a multitude of black actors. You see, I come out of the generation of baby boomers where we didn't always see a lot of black performers on television, let alone in the movie theater. And so Uptown Saturday Night was, I want to call it a comedy and with a little drama. And if you ever get a chance to see this old movie, I'm sure you will enjoy it as well. It's just something, just one of the movies that he actually performed in that, just spoke to a lot of different issues that were facing African Americans in our society at that time. Now, I'd like to turn it back over, right, to the music with the sounds of Suit for One by Bernard Edwards and Chic. Wow, soup for one, all alone in your empty home. The sounds of chic, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, I want to hand it back over to our student host, our moderator for today, Brielle Claire. Brielle, take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Bay. And I'm here with my last segment for today on definitions. This segment provides the listener with words and their meanings so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. Invent. To create or design something that has not existed before. Be the originator of. And for an example, he invented a type of holding bag that picks up the dirt from the street cleaner. And the etymology of this word is from the 1500s to find or discover. And again, you are listening to Brielle on WSOU 89.5 FM, and that is it for my segment on definitions. And I will now be passing it over to Justin for his segment for today.
Thank you, Brielle. And it's now time for my last segment of today on definitions. This segment provides the listener with words and their meanings that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and we believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definition controls us. We must define existence and not have defined for us. This span. Relating to drama and the theater, it is also an actor or actress. I chose that word because Sidney Poitier, he was an actor, and they connect together, so that's why I chose that definition.
Okay, let me hear you say the word thespian.
Thespian.
Okay, that sounds great. Brielle, I want to come back to you and then Justin as we get ready to wrap up the show a little bit early today, right? But give us a behind the mic and tell us, if you can, what should we have learned from the segments that you reviewed today?
Okay, so first I started with Thomas Fuller, and he was somebody who taught himself how to calculate things in his head and became a professional mathematician and was able to answer very hard questions like how many seconds are in a year or how many seconds are in 7 years. And the definition for him was calculator, and that basically means something used for making mathematical calculations, in particular of small electronic devices with a keyboard and visual display. And next up was Charles B. Brooks. And Charles B. Brooks was someone who basically improved an invention, and he also invented this holding bag that can clean all the dirt from the street sweeper. And the definition for him was invent, and that basically means to create or design something that has not existed before. And today was how Thomas Fuller, he didn't have to read books or write or read anything. He just he thought of these things in his head, and I think that was very interesting. But something that I learned from him was how he was very smart, and he was somebody who liked to calculate things. And again, you are listening to Brielle, and that is it for my little behind the mic.
Now, Justin?
Today's my first segment of Diamonds. I had Sammy Davis Jr. And Sammy Davis Jr., he was an American singer and a comedian. He started his career at the age of 7 years old. And my definition for him was performer. A performer basically means how you entertain an audience, a big crowd of people. And that's what he did. He was entertaining people, and he was basically a comedian. My next segment of today was on Sidney Poitier. He was an American actor and film director. He was the first black actor to win the Academy Award for Best Actor. And my definition for him was thespian. And it basically means an actor or actress. And that's what he was. He was an actor during his time. And that was it for today. And again, you are listening to the host, Justin Hill, on WSOU.
All right. Justin, do you have an outro for us?
Yes. I want to thank everyone for joining us on another episode of 89.5 FM. And today you are listening to student host Justin Hill, student host BL, and Mr. Day. And that was it for today. Quest Youth Radio is the best
everybody,
radio.
The best youth radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
I want to thank you once again for listening to Quest Youth Radio, which is the best youth radio, a training stomping ground for young youth learning, radio broadcasting, and podcasting, and more importantly, public speaking, with a flavor full of African-American history. Thank you again, and until next week, we'll see you. Peace.